Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. WRWB 489, and we're standing by. WRWB. WSBG 754, you got a copy. This is WRWB 489. Yeah, you're just on the fringe of the repeater, so you must be just starting to, you know, come into the fine line there. WSHF 567. Got a copy. WRWB 49.
Yeah, you probably got a better copy on me now, Mike, WSBT 754.
Yeah, you're coming in way better. Almost 5x9.
Yeah, I barely got on the freeway. I was probably right around Wadham when I heard you. Cold one this morning.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I can imagine it's probably, what, 25 degrees out there?
Yeah, my thermometer says 26. Even the dog didn't want to go out, man. He wanted no part of it.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, I got up. He got right into my warm spot. And he wasn't moving. I said, all right, buddy. See you tonight.
Yeah, mine likes to do that, too. You take him out, and he's like, diddy-daddling. It's like, come on, let's go today.
Yeah, he'll normally get up, go for a squirt, at least. Not this time, man. I wasn't out of bed a couple of minutes, man. Down the hall he came, right up on the bed, and I said, all right, bud, I get it.
Well, we're like the first ones out here. It's been pretty quiet all morning.
Yeah, and it won't last long. You know how that goes. Oh, yeah, but it is nice and quiet out here. Must be vacation season, because traffic's been pretty light this week.
Well, the QRMers, you know, they must have got paid. It's about that time of the beginning, like towards the first of the month.
Oh, that means they got money to buy more Mustangs to hand out.
Yeah, right. That's true, yeah.
$25 is a big investment to those guys.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Yeah, both things now, man. You get them pretty cheap. Just for like a simple UV5R or UV3R, it's like, what, 15, maybe 20 bucks.
Yeah, you get a lot for your money too, man. Those things will talk on a lot of frequencies all at one time.
Yep, yeah, that's true, they will. I can remember years ago when the UV3R first came out. That was like the very first Bofang to ever hit the market. Everybody had to have one of those things. And it was smaller than a UV5R8.
And all the spurious emissions for free. Buy radio, get a ton of spurious emissions. Beautiful.
I have brand new radio, and it comes with a QRM option.
Well, we're picking up at work, getting real busy again. We got a big push to get it all out before the end of the year, and I looked at him and said, "You're kidding, right?" I don't have any machines open right now to put those three jobs in, and you want them done when?
That's not good. Oh, well.
Besides, no machines available right now. I ain't got nobody to run them. Man, it's so hard to hire, man. It's incredible. It went over to the tech center and, getting some of these graduates. And he had an interview with five or six of them. Two of them were girls. They were one of their, some of their top people in the classes, and brought them in for interviews, and that was it. Nobody signed on with us, so it's getting real hard to hire, man, real hard.
Yeah, copy. What do you mean by, like, when you say tech center, you're talking about Macomb College?
I assume so. That's what they said, tech center, so I would imagine over there, CNP school or whatever. But, all the ones they had interviews with, ain't none of them signed on with us, so... Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm getting tired. Hell, I'm running four machines now and keeping tracks on the other three kids, plus the afternoon kid. We get a helper with him every now and then. He's a college kid. They use him all over the place. Lately, they've been running him with my afternoon guy, and we just can't get enough people. I need like four more, man, at least four more.
You know, people these days, they'd rather just sit around all day and do nothing. They want to get paid for it. When just sit around on the computer and that's it. Not get their hands dirty.
Yeah, and that's the truth, man. They come into our place, and it's not bad. I mean, it's a wreck. We still got a lot of stuff to get rid of after that sale. It just hasn't been priority, you know. And we got stuff laying around that needs to get rid of, some old machines and that sort of thing. But, you know, we cleaned it up, painted the joint, and redid the bathrooms, and, you know, it's all in pretty decent shape that way. But, you know, just people walk in and go, this looks like work.
Any job, even my, you know, job, they don't want, you know, they stick around for maybe a minute, and then they skip town. Sometimes they only last maybe 4 days.
Yeah, until the first Saturday and Sunday they got to work, and they went, wait a minute, it's a weekend.
Pretty much.
Yeah, my wife went through that with a handful of people they hired. She's like an assistant manager. They don't have assistant managers at CVS, but that's kind of what she is. And, you know, she's had a handful of kids that come in, get the job, and the first weekend that comes in, she's scheduled off, you know, the boss be calling. 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, hey, any way you can come in today, so-and-so ain't coming.
I would just pretend like I didn't even get the number or the call. They used to do that to me when I used to work at Farmer Jack's. And I would just pretend like I didn't see it and just ignore it.
Boss is a real good guy, Walter. He's a great guy. He's taking real good care of my wife, man. Giving her all the hours that she's needed, you know, and bends over backwards for her, relies on her, and so she returns the favor, you know. She's conscientious about that. It's just, you know, these kids, they're not that way, you know. They want it all up front before you try and get anything out of them.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, my boss, you know, he's really understanding, but there's sometimes you have to put him in his place, and then he'll, you know, go back in the ship shape.
Yeah, I get along well with mine. Him and I, we're on the same page. But there's times, you know, he's tried to push, and, you know, I just look right at him, dude, I'm too old for that, man. I ain't running. Can only do what I can do. I can run every job over in this department. I can run every machine. I can do everything over here, but I can only do one thing at a time, man.
Yeah, there was the one time, you know, my boss says to me, well, we got to have you work over here, you know. It was out by, you know, Shashaba and I-75, and I says, Parkston. I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, you know, how many days am I doing this job? And he says, look, you know, it's just a temporary thing. He goes, I'll give you an incentive. So, I says, all right, that's fine. You know, you give me an incentive, I'll take it for a while. So it's pretty much what he did. Yeah. Actually, I did get the incentive, and only had to do it for maybe a handful of times, and I said, that's it, you know, no more. This is getting to be too much.
Yeah, 75 is size small, man. That's a bit of a ride from here, ain't it?
It's just right on the other side of Great Lakes Crossing. And in the, I said to the woman, I said, you know, why didn't the state find you, you know, an agency that was closer to like the Flint or Genesee County, Oakland County area. And she's like, well, they tried that, but nobody wants to work.
Yeah, it's pitiful, man. It's pitiful. I don't know what a lot of these people do, man, to pay their bills and whatnot. I really don't. There can only be so many in the dispensaries. You know, I mean, they pop up all the time like wildflowers. But, you know, you just can't get anybody to come and do a regular job. You know, they want the easy stuff. You know, they want the pay. They want the high pay and low effort. And it's just not that way.
Exactly. I felt bad for this lady, you know. She's like, I went from being a, you know, really active person. She used to work for Fisher Body. She was a engineer, and she worked at the tech center and Buick City for like the longest time. And then she fell ill. And I can't believe it. You know, I'm college educated, and here they try to hire these people in to take care of me, and it's like they don't want to do their job, or they try to steal. She's like, I can't have this. You know, it's getting to be ridiculous.
They steal from the clients, for real?
Oh, that happens. Yes. Or you'll get ones that'll, you know, rifle through their, you know, pharmaceuticals. But see, back in, what was it, 2011 or 12, Jennifer Granholm, at the time, our former governor, says that, you don't need to have anybody certified to take care of your loved ones no more. So basically, you could just hire a crackhead off the street to take care of your loved ones. And, you know, that's not good, because, you know, God forbid if you have pharmaceuticals that are narcotic, good luck.
Oh, my God, man. Putting a fox in charge of the hen house, man, that's stupid.
Yep, well, that's what happens. It's sad but true. It happened a lot. Even in these skilled nursing facilities and, you know, some of these hospitals, it's the same way.
Yeah, I just don't get it, man. Integrity has been out the window for years and years now. Nobody wants to do it the right way. They all want to cheat, lie, and steal. WSBT 754.
And she ain't coming back anytime soon.
WRWB 49, yeah, morning time there, Paul.
And WSHM 738, good morning.
Morning time, Paul. Another week almost over.
Not for me, I still got 3 days left.
I gotta work next Friday.
Yeah, your last one, I think, right? You said.
Yeah, and then shortly after that, a nice long week and a half, almost 2 weeks off.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end of the year. I think two more paychecks, I think. I'm not sure about that last one. I mean, it certainly falls within the calendar year, but I don't know if it they close out the books early or something. I'm not sure how it works.
Yeah, Christmas is just around the corner.
It is getting closer.
Yeah, I get a bow thing for Christmas.
Yeah, and if you've been really good, it'd be pre-programmed for you.
Oh, for the QR Mary option.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, they make great stocking stuffers.
Yeah, that they do.
Evidently. Ooh,
there's all the presents going.
It's cold, man.
Oops, I knew I doubled with somebody, so I let off the hammer. I didn't catch that, Charlie, but I think I was saying the other day I got all the present shops so everybody else can get gift cards or something like that. So I think the shopping is done for the most part.
I was just crying about the cold, dropped a couple degrees. Yeah, that's what we do, man. Now the grandkids are old enough, and they just as soon get gift cards, so we'll just buy a bunch of those and call it good.
22 degrees out here.
It could be negative 22.
Good time.
Remember that one year it got real cold and the snow just kept piling up. It wasn't melting away. And we seemed like negative 26 degrees at some point. I don't know when that was. 2010, 11, 12, 13, somewhere in there maybe. Maybe it was longer than that. I don't remember.
Yeah, I do remember that. We're talking about the cold and this copper fit commercial comes on for heated gloves. You push a button and they just let off heat.
Yeah, I remember that. I was working night shift then, man. Them were some cold rides home.
Yeah, well, I can track it, I think, pretty much to my other car, the one before this. So I've had this one over 5, and that one I had for 6.5, so I think it was somewhere, you know, north of 2010. Yeah, really got cold for a while, I know that.
Yeah, everything was crunching then. Everywhere you walked, crunched. The air you breathed, crunched. Everything crunched. Yeah, there's no reason for that kind of cold.
Yeah, I was talking to... talking to somebody I know down in Florida, actually a couple people, yesterday on the phone, and they said, yeah, it's cold here. I said, what's the temperature down there? He says, well, put it this way, we're wearing shorts and t-shirts.
We're studying 75.
Yeah, I think they priced everybody out of moving to Florida. I mean, all the hurricanes that were hitting them with the flood insurance you have to carry and rising property taxes. They're running them all out of there.
You know, I never had any interest in moving to Florida. It's all cotton heads and alligators.
Yeah, but no snow.
I'll take the lizards and scorpions in El Paso before I'll do that, yeah. Yeah, I miss it, but this is where we wanted to be for whatever reason.
change of scenery, I guess, right?
You go to Arizona. Arizona might work. Like you said, I got scorpions out there. Maybe, I don't know much about that area, so I don't know good areas from bad areas out in, like, Arizona, Phoenix. I know you can get in trouble in Phoenix. You can get in trouble anywhere.
Yeah, they got the deadly scorpions out there. I believe the Black Emperor, I think they're called. The ones we had in El Paso were just the little browns. They were nothing more than a bad hornet sting. But they had a lot of rattlesnakes. If you wanted snakes, they got snakes. Lots of them.
Yeah, very good. All right, I know you're probably getting close there. I got this freeway all screwed up, man. Construction is, everybody's had it up to about here. Anyways, Charlie, good morning to you, because I know you're probably close to bowing out by the clock here, so we'll see you and have a good day. And I'm still in here for a bit. You know, page on 758.
Yep, I'm here fixing the rollout. You guys have a good day, and try and catch this afternoon, Mike. Y'all drive safe, WSBT 754.
Yeah, we'll catch you later, Charlie. Paul?
Hey, Charlie, WRNW 329, clear.
Morning time out there, Tim.
Morning, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Enjoying that cold weather?
Not at all. I'm not liking it, but I'm just for the occasion, so I guess I don't know, hopefully it'll go away.
23 degrees is what I'm reading here this morning.
A little crispy. Might be better off just to stay cold instead of the weather going up and down, warm, cold, warm, cold.
We just need to get to March. It gets better in March. I'm not saying you can't have a few cold days in March, but there's few and far in between.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm used to the cold, you know, I mean, heck, I go hunting every November. So, and it's usually cold where I go in the UP.
I used to travel up to Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I'll tell you what, they're close to where all that cold Arctic air comes out of Canada. They're a lot colder than us, typically, and they are this time if you look at the temperatures across the U.S. You get up that way, you'll see they're colder than us by probably about 10 degrees right now.
It just stays cold. The body gets a chance to adjust to the cold, I guess. And you can work with it.
Yeah, I can deal with the cold if you dress for it. It's just the wind. When you couple the wind with it, it makes it tough.
Minnesota, they usually get lake effect too from Lake Superior, along with that, Arctic blast that comes out of what, Alberta?
Well, I had to go there one year, and I left on a Monday morning super early from Detroit, you know, took an airplane there, obviously, but anyways. They had a snowstorm, I was paying attention. They had a snowstorm that started on like Friday afternoon and it snowed all weekend. And by the time I landed Monday morning, you know, they're an hour earlier than us. And I had a pretty early flight. And it's only like an hour to get there or something like that. And maybe an hour and 20 minutes. And by the time I got out of the airport and in my rental car, it was rush hour for them. It was about 8 a.m. And snow was just not enough, but they got bamboozled with a bunch of snow all weekend. So I was there just for the end of the festivities of it all. And we had no snow here in Michigan that winter at that point. So the next thing you know, I landed in about 10 inches of snow. So there you go.
Yeah, I hear that. That's how it usually is when in the UP. There's like spots where it could be like bombarding you with snow, and then there's spots where there's like nothing.
Well, really, in the big scheme of things, we've had it easy this winter, I think, you know, just a couple of dustings, so we're already in December, so it's not too terribly bad. We've had it worse, snow-wise, you know, in the past, so not too bad. All right, well, you guys have a good morning. I'm getting out of here. We'll see you later. Mike and Tim, I think it is. Have a good morning. Drive safe. All that good stuff. WSHM 738. I'll be listening out here.
All right, we'll catch you later.
Good day. Don't work too hard. WRNWS 329 about to hit my destination. Gentlemen, have a good day.
All right there, Tim. Well, yeah, I'll catch you later. I'll probably catch you out here tomorrow or maybe this afternoon. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
Check.
WSKN 960, receiving. Good morning. At WRWB 49 over here, Clinton Township.
What's up, man? I'm over here at 9 Mile and 94.
Well, you're getting in. You got a little bit of picket fencing going on, but you must be mobile. Now, this is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WRUZ 935 mobile.
WRUZ 935 mobile. 935 Mobile.
WRZX218, copy.
WRZX218, good morning. Well, good morning, you're sounding 100% clear. I don't know where you're on now, but you are sounding very clear, and your audio is very high. Roger.
Roger that. Hey, I'm on the Yankee. I switched over the Yankee and it had better reception today. So maybe some mice got in that harvest there. I'm not sure, you know.
Roger, I think, you know, I don't know what it is, but people are using the Yankee because, you know, it's not one element. It has five elements. Roger.
Copy that. I got the 7-element one up here. It's like 12 dB gain, Roger.
Well, that's a good one. That is a good one, 7-element beam. I got 1.5 for just a GMRS, but yours, it could be for 2 meter and 70 centimeters.
Roger, and GMRS. But yeah, it works okay. It's working better today than the harvest. Because I was, repeater come back, and it was broken up in static. So, I don't know. I could have some mice up here messing with mine. I don't know. I got to see what happens.
Roger, yeah. What's going to do today? I heard it's going to got 2 inches of snow coming down tonight.
Okay, a couple more days would be the worst. Then they'll stabilize what they're saying there, Roger.
Anyhow, and we'll take a couple inches. On top of what we got, that's okay. And after that, I really don't want to hear nothing, bad weather and all that. But they say it's going to get very cold this weekend.
Yeah, we'll see. Keep an eye on these snow showers. But a little bit early this year, but oh well, it's Michigan. Copy?
You're really sounding good on that Yagi. I think Yagi does better because I just said you got 7 elements out there. So one of them don't catch, 5 doesn't catch, there's another 2 that will catch. And also, don't forget, there's no trees out there either.
Roger that. Yeah, it's a clean shot now. There's no leaves. And the clearer it is, you get a little bit of propagation happening, but there wasn't none today. The last 2 mornings, I've been hitting the comb pretty easily.
That's good. Anyhow, yeah, that's good anyhow. All right, Randall. I gotta get my coffee. I just woke up about 10 minutes ago, and I was on the net, and I'm off the net right now because the GM repeater out there has messed up everybody. They don't have it correct yet. We'll talk later. I gotta get some coffee going. Take care. Have a good day. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Do that. WRZX 218. We're standing back.
What do you know?
WSKN960 receiving.
WSOZ 793 miles. Uh-oh. They shut off Mount Plumman. Somebody must have been bad out there. Oh, or maybe not.
WSCU 202, good morning, afternoon. WSCU 202, good afternoon. WSCU 202, good afternoon.
WRYY-219 mobile and monitoring.
WSEU 202 and we are mobile.
WSEG 572 standing by.
WRWB 49 calling WSBT 754, copy. Negative copy on WSBT 754. This is WRWB 49, I'll be chatted by.
Yeah, that was me coming in under the QRMer.
WRZQ.
Children, man. Children.
Immature people that never... If you had to face reality.
WIZQ 647, I believe.
WSCG 572, standing by.
Go ahead, Cadet.
Mike, when is that again in the morning, buddy? WSBT 754.
That's not early. You're coming in fine. I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, he's coming over top of you. He's solid copy.
Is he? Alright, well. You know, Eli Staple's a ham operator too as well. And this is how he conducts himself.
Well, he's not anonymous. Everybody knows who it is. Just saying. Sean tears us down.
Well, they've already got the repeaters set.
Anyhow, on the way home I go.
One more stop, and then that'll be it for me.
Kind of looks like we're going to get...
Eli, grow up. Just grow up. Or at least identify. We know who we are.
Turn them into the FCC. They'll take care of it.
Get enough complaints, yeah, but it's going to take a lot to do that. According to him, on the 443, that 550, oh, he don't do that kind of stuff, you know. Right. Where are you at now there, Charlie?
Might as well identify, we know who we are. Hey brother, yeah, I just went by 23 mile, well.
Clear.
I don't blame you, 572. Sorry about the children, man.
Now, where are you at now, Charlie?
Yeah, I'll have you leave. Catch you in the morning, buddy.
040 Marshall Avenue, Hattiesburg. All right, WRWB 49, Northern State. Marshall Avenue. Well, let him have the floor.
WSVU 202, and we're waving a hand. WSVU 202, and we're waving.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
Try it again, Eric.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
WSAL 946 monitoring. WSAL 946 monitoring. WSAL 946 monitoring. 793, you out there? 793, Dave. WSAL 946. No copy, 793.
19-4.
WSEU 202, and we're monitoring.
WSAL 946. 202, how are you, sir?
WSEU 202, and we're monitoring.
Hey, 202, 976, can you copy me?
No, that's right.
Well, I guess not. WSAL 946.
I'm on a team two dinner. How about a 793? You near that radio?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on.
Hey, 202. WSAL 946 here. Haven't heard Dave out here all day.
Yeah, Yeah, I didn't think so. I was just sitting here, man. I thought I'd give him a shout. Wow.
What are you wowing about? WSA on 946202. It's been an uneventful day. Just sitting around, just hanging out.
Yeah, it's a little cold out there, man. The guy next door is working on his rear end. He can't get that axle sitting there the right way. Out there monkeying around with him, but yeah, I came in the house, man.
Is it a pickup truck?
2003 Grand Marquis, man. He got the wrong bearing for the axle, man. It won't sit in there the right way.
No reason to go any further so you get the right stuff. You know, if it ain't happening, it's got to have the right time.
Yeah, he put it together last month the wrong way and snapped the axle off, so he finally got the new axle. Now he's got the wrong bearing. I don't know, man. Some people just need to put their tools down and walk away. Stupid.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a good vehicle. It's worth resurrecting.
Yeah, but you know, if you don't know what you're doing, you know, I mean, I told him, man, but you know, he won't listen.
Anyway, throw a few. I'm going to jump.
Yeah, we'll talk at you later, man. We'll talk at you later, no doubt. WSCU 202, and we're clear, man.
WSAL 946, I'm monitoring. Hello, come in.
WSCU 202, man, we're monitoring.
WSL 946 monitoring. Got a little crazy down there. Up there on Mount Clemens. A dum dum's up there, man.
Yeah, I listened to it for a good part this afternoon when that other character was on there, man. They wouldn't leave him alone.
Well, if people just stop dealing with these clowns. They'll go away. I mean, they have to. I mean, you got to.
Well, you know, if they stop acknowledging them, you know, every time these people do something to them, they got a comment. They do the same thing on the other radio, man. That's all they do is talk about people, man, and it just gets carried away. They won't stop.
Well, that's just why you got to go quiet on them. My opinion. WSAL 946 for IT.
Yeah, there's just certain ones you got to ignore, man. Otherwise, they just keep going and going, man. They don't stop. WSU 202.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they probably have a better time if they could talk to some folks. Instead of irritating folks, probably be a better time for them, but they just don't get it, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't want to talk about too much, but, you know, they sit around and attack people constantly. They've been doing it for years, and now they're wondering why people are attacking them, you know. It's just not going to stop, you know. The best thing to do is just ignore them, man, and be done with it.
Yep, roger on that. So, yeah, I'm just watching some YouTube. I'm in my political crapola right now, watching the sides. See how the sides battle it out, and that's about it.
Yeah, I was reprogramming the router box on my beams, man. I don't know if it's cold out there and things are slipping or what. I don't know. I just gave up on it and sat down here and talked for a minute.
What's not doing a thing?
It's not rotating for you? WSHM 738,
got a copy. This is
WRWB. Yeah, normally going 90 to 36, right? So it goes from north and it goes almost all the way back around the north. And I noticed that I hit the wrong button and it was up in the 40s, man. I'm like, it never goes that high. So I'm thinking maybe something was slipping. Hopefully the gears inside didn't break. I don't know. I didn't try turning it back the other way. I just stopped, man, and just wait for it to get a little bit warmer out, you know?
Yeah, copy that. Is it is the box a controller? Is it just a basic?
Again, this is WRWB, calling WSHM, 738. Copy.
Because RCI is all digital, you know, remote control and all that. I think it might be the rotor itself up on the roof, man. I'm just going to have to wait, man. And I'll go up there and look, man, so I can get up there. I ain't setting that scaffold back up, man. It's too high.
Yeah, copy that. At least wait till spring for that kind of crap. I don't know. Maybe you can reprogram.
Yes, copy on WSHM. Oh, 738,
this is WRWB 49,
and we're standing by.
You got trouble.
Yeah, I'm waiting till daylight, man. I'll take the walkie-talkie that the wife's sitting here and control it, and I'll go out there and look at it and see if, what happens, man. But, yeah, I'm not setting that scaffold up, man. Top of the roof, and then you got three or four stages of scaffold up there, you know. It's a little shaky looking, man. I mean, I'm not scared of heights, but it's up there, man.
Well, scares the hell out of me just you talking about it. Hell no, I wouldn't be up there doing that type of thing. No.
Well, you know, I walked that scaffold, you know, all summer long, rebuilding chimneys and stuff like that, you know, on some of these jobs. So, only difference is now I'm building it up on the roof, you know. So, ain't no big deal.
Well, I guess to be used to it, yeah. But, that type of thing ain't for me. I see Dave recommending these antenna climbers, these tower climbers, and they're way up there, and I just can't even watch the videos. It just scares the crap out of them.
Well, man, as long as nobody down off the other end, man, snips them guy wires, and he comes tumbling over, you're fine, right?
Well, I would hope so.
I had a buddy that was an instructor for parachuting, right? And he told me, he goes, you know, it's not the fall that kills you. He said, it's the bounce. He says, you got to hold on to the grass really tight.
That's another thing. You know, I'm a firm believer man was not meant to fly or jump out of friggin' planes. I just knew, no way.
Yeah, you know, they say flying safer than driving, but I tell you what, I'd rather ride my motorcycle to Phoenix than fly an airplane, man. My motorcycle motor stops working. I don't fall 3 miles, 5 miles to my death.
I had to give up the bike. My mom, my mother put me up to it. What did I have? I had a Harley, like a 1000, way on back. And she got a hold of me and I got rid of it.
Oh, I ain't never giving that up, man. Never. I got three, man. I ain't never giving it up. All right, man. Ralph, that's right. Ralph, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct, 202.
right, man. I'm going to back out of here for a while, man, all right? WSBU 202, and I'll be clear for a while on your final, all right, buddy?
All right, bro. Yep, WSAL 946, good talking to you. Maybe Dave will get out of here. I'm going to go clear.
Sorry about that, it was me chunking.
WSKK 684 calling WSKM 690.
This is WSKB 841 9 ring.
Hey, 841, what's going on? WSAL 946.
Hey there, Ralph. It's been a while. How have you been?
Well, not bad. Same as usual. Not great. You know, I got some limitations to me, but I good talking to you. Good hearing you. What's going on?
Nothing too crazy. I had surgery. Went through came to dry there, so you know, kind of.
Yeah,
I had the hernia repair there, and There's a little more for recovery than I thought, especially like after I got the green light from the doctor to go about my normal business. After like 6 to 8 weeks of doing nothing, all of a sudden,
WSIL 946 monitoring. Yeah, one.